There are no simple answers to ways to end the gun violence that plagues the city of Syracuse. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a discussion called Stop the Violence, held at the Landmark Theater last night, looked at the root causes of violent behavior among youth and how that can lead to answers.
The keynote speaker, actor and director Khalil Kane, was able to get off the streets of New York and used his story to make a point about the youth trapped in street violence today.
We have to open their eyes to a new circumstance. And God bless my mother. I love this woman so much. She did that for me. She would show me pictures of the beach in Hawaii. Check out the pyramids in Egypt. I hope one of these days I'm going to get lucky and I'm going to be able to take you somewhere like showing me that there's a whole other world out there, not just my block that was nasty as hell.
Some panelists, like Syracuse Common Counselor Khalid Bey, put responsibility on the family.
A big part of helping us solve the problem is each and every one of us taking responsibility for the people that we are responsible for.
Mayor Stephanie Miner hopes this discussion continues.
We go from here with talking about a message of peace, talking about decisions that young people make, telling them that they're cared for, that there are other alternatives, and that we're going to say, look, you are your brothers and sisters' keepers. If you refuse to partake in the violence and you say that you won't be part of any group that partakes in the violence, that will go a long way towards stopping this.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.